The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
Back in 1978, Big Fatty came to California. This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you. He came to California, and my family invited him over on my recommendation for a dinner because he was alone in California and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my mother had made this enormous, this huge dinner with the turkey. I mean, the place setting, she used her best china. She was so proud and so she wanted it to be so perfect. And he got very, very, Fatty came over and got very, very drunk. And in the middle of dinner, it was right between like the first course, the hors d'oeuvres, and the main course. He dropped his pants and shit all over the turkey, right on the table. And from then on, I've just had a bone of contempt. There is nothing, Lovey. That's not true. He didn't take a dump on our turkey. I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me. And all the nonsense that goes back and forth between us is fun. It's just fun. Although I wouldn't put it past him to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's just fun to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3862, I say chew, of the BFO for Thursday the 24th of November 2022, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, let me guess, you're gonna present about another turkey. Hello, giblets, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone, I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're giblets today. Because, y'all, you're just, it's Spanksgiving. It is Spanksgiving here in the U.S. of A. And, y'all, it's a day that I don't know that everybody does this, but, y'all, it's a day that we all need to pause. Miss Lauren, every once in a while, she and I remind each other just take a moment and exhale. And y'all, this is a day to just step back and I know it's kind of corny, but y'all think of all the things that you are thankful for. Y'all, there was a thing on the TV machine on Wednesday. It was that Steve Hartman and his children. They do the Kindness 101 segment on there. And one of the things that the children said at the very end, that their parents had told them to start the day with 10 pennies in their left pocket, and as they went through the day, when they were thankful of something, to move one of the pennies to their right pocket, and every day they ended up with more than just a dime in that right pocket. And y'all, it's just a time. Yes, it's Thanksgiving is a day of gluttony, and the hot air balloon parade, and getting together with friends or family, or it's just Thursday, which is okay too. But y'all, be thankful. Be thankful you made it to Thursday. So y'all, just do Big Fatty a favor and sit back and be thankful. Big Fatty, we'd be thankful if you didn't record today.
Mm-hmm.
for the happy music. I am too. Y'all, oh, Big Fatty, Squeaky Chicken is thankful that everybody's eating Tom Turkey today. Yes, anyway, y'all, let's see. Well, when I got home, I recoded, so I didn't really do a whole lot Tuesday evening. Y'all, I did watch the news and the Jeopardy, and I turned on something. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't the Antiques Roadshow. That's on Monday nights. But anyway, I just had the TV machine on. It was I may have watched some of that Stephen Colbert. Anyway, y'all, it was not going to be quite as cool or cold Tuesday night. Y'all, we're moving into a little bit of a moderate temperature range now. A little bit above normal during the daytime. Our normal this time of year is 67 degrees. Big Fatty, we are thankful that you are not the weather rat. It's true. Big Fatty, excuse me, I've got to move a penny into my right pocket. The lows are not only are going to be in the 50s instead of down in the 40s, and the few nights we had in the 30s there. So y'all, we're thankful for that as well. Big Fatty, how many times are you going to say thankful during the damn show? I don't know. Well, I'll be thankful when it's over. Let me move that penny. Y'all got up, slept very well, got up, had my coffee, did the Sudoku, did the Wordle. Y'all, the Wordle, I don't know if they're doing this on purpose. They probably are. I may just be reading something into it. But y'all, the Wordle for Monday... Tuesday was Prime, like Prime Rib. Yes, Big Fatty, or Amazon Prime, you know, the lesbiatarian. Well, true, because everybody's getting a lot of packages. And, y'all, then for Wednesday, it was Drive, because, you know, y'all, it's the big travel day. Big Fatty, well, maybe tomorrow it'll be penny, and we can be thankful to move another penny into our right pockets. Well, it could be. Or it could be okra. No, Big Fatty, that's only four letters. Oh, well, okay. Or maybe it's Oprah. Big Fatty! Y'all did all of that, and I decided it was a little temperate, so I put on my sweatshirt, and I put on my shorts, and y'all, I started up in the morning never walking. Y'all, I had to come back, and I had to put on the sweatpants, cause y'all, I was chilly. My willy was chilly. Big Fatty, we're thankful not to have to hear any more about that. Another penny. Anyway, y'all, I did walk the interior streets of Fat Acres and the Big Circle, cause y'all wanted to get a count on the day before Spanksgiving, how many houses had crema decorations up. Y'all, I don't have the counter in front of me, but I believe the total was up to 52. But y'all, I guarantee by the weekend, old Santa Claus is going to have vomited everywhere. Big Fatty Vulgar. After that, I came back to the villa, and y'all, I got back here, and Big Fatty, can you not speak? Well, I'm a little kerfuffled. Big kerfuffled. I don't know what you are. Anyway, y'all got back to the villa, and this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, squeaky gentleman caller, we are thankful for a brand new gentleman caller. Y'all are, we had chatted a couple of times, but y'all, he's just moved to the Charleston area and had a keen interest in had a keen interest in the special chaya. Oh, okay. So y'all, he came over and y'all, 41, I know, rocking the cradle. Anyway, he came over and y'all, it was just lovely, let me tell ya. And y'all, he was all about Big Fatty, and Big Fatty was quite pleased. Y'all, a veteran, so we are always out there to support our troops. Big Fatty, is that what you called it? Yes, I was supporting the troops. Big Fatty, that's a very different. We salute you, gentleman caller. Y'all, by the time he was ready to go, he says, I look forward to coming back. I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, I look forward to having him come back. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, after that, what did I do? Had a little, y'all, I ate a little bit of nuts and bolts while I watched the noontime news. And, y'all, my crema rug arrived, and, so I've unrolled it, and, it's, you know, adjusting, so that it doesn't curl up on the ends, but y'all, I'm very pleased with it, very pleased with it. Y'all, the other thing I did this afternoon, or Wednesday afternoon, was, y'all, I've decided, you know how I would, rescue an abandoned crema tree from the little tree lot up at the big circle. Well, y'all, the tree lot's not going to be there this year. So I've abandoned the idea of getting a tree to put on the, a live tree to put on the veranda of the villa. And y'all, so I took the lights that I would have put on it, and y'all, I put them on the, a bush, a secondary bush in the back. So y'all, the back of the villa is quite festive this year. I've got the lights around the carport, and I've got the lights in the big bush, and I've got the lights on the new trees that I planted, and now the secondary bush has got lights. Big Fatty, it's just you going, yes. Well, y'all, that's the part that I get to see the most, and why not? And you know, my neighbors, they see all of that too. And y'all, it's really becoming a thing here in Fat Acres that people are decorating the backs of their house along the alley because they know that that people like get to see them and all back there. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then after that, y'all, I did, you know, I know many of you have Spanksgiving traditions, and y'all, this is not a tradition, but y'all, I made spaghetti. I made the Italian Mussolini spaghetti. Y'all, I took the pound of sausage that I bought at the Von's East this week, or was that last week? I think it was Monday I bought it, and I fried it up in the pan, and then I took it out and chopped up an onion and put it in there, and I had some sliced mushrooms that I put in there with that, and put in my Italian seasoning with that, and let those all kind of cook down a little bit. Then I put the sausage back. Y'all, I had gotten a while back the Italian seasoned meatballs at the Von's East. In the papayad food area, except, you know, you had to cook it. So, y'all, I fried up those meatballs as they recommended. And and then opened, y'all, I opened a jar of the ragu and dumped it in there with the sausage and mushrooms and onions. And y'all, then I took some, I took some of that gluten-free spaghetti and broke it up in there. And y'all, it absorbed a lot of the liquid that, you know, ragu added to it. And then after the meatballs had browned and everything, I drained them and then put them in there, and I cooked it all together a little bit on low heat and took it off the heat. Y'all, it's good. Y'all, Big Fatty doesn't say his cooking is good very often, but y'all, it's pretty good, I got to admit. And so y'all, then I did a load of clothes, washed my new Nasty Pig union suit. Big Fatty, I know you're thankful for that. Move a penny. and then, y'all, what did I do then? Y'all, oh, I know what I did. Did I tell you I got my share? I don't know. But I got a share, and y'all, then I just decided I needed a little hot tea. One moment, please. And y'all, then I just turned on the electric camisole, and I just laid on top of the bed. And I didn't fall asleep or anything, but I just laid there, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And y'all, I've mentioned all of these crema decorations, outdoor crema decorations. Y'all, I have not turned the lights on yet. I've turned them on only to test them, to make sure everything's working. But I mean, they've been up for, you know, several days now, maybe a week even. But y'all, they will go on at dusk on Spanksgiving night. Big Fatty, I hope that the Brian and the Burries is okay with that, because, you know, he says, oh, don't do nothing till after Spanksgiving. Well, I hope so. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. I'm going to move another penny over to the right pocket. Oh, dear. I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. If you're in the U.S. of A., I hope your Thanksgiving is filled with friends, family, or just thanks in your heart. And y'all, I don't want to get all sappy or anything, but y'all, I'm just thankful for each and every one of you for listening to this silliness every day, and it makes me very grateful. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the old gal recite that Spanksgiving story. Old gal, Fatty, you forgot to put in the clip. Well, I guess that's something we can all be thankful for, moving another penny over.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.